He's a spirit.
He's a spirit.
Imagine that God has called you, but his heart was just stirred up, moved. To say, no. I need to do something for the church. Read the scripture. I pray to have a lot of Cyruses in this ministry.
Go ahead, read. He made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying,
mm-hmm.
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me.
Mm-hmm.
And he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem.
Imagine.
Which is in Judah.
He has what?
Commanded me.
It's not even a negotiation. He has commanded me. Where were people in Israel? Were there no billionaires in Israel? Do you tell me? Were there no billionaires in Israel? You know? But God says, you know what? This time around, I'm not going to take someone from Israel. God stirred up. Why? Isaiah 45, God gave him what? Resources. Hidden treasures. God gave him money. He opened doors for him. And he stirred up his spirit. You didn't hear this. You, why do you want God to bless you? Why are you believing God for a miracle? Is it just because you have got issues? You see, if you are not careful, I tell people this, if you are not careful, you may actually be doing witchcraft in church. All you worshiping for is because you're under panic. You want a solution, period. Not because you want to serve the Lord. There are poor people out there. There are people without food, no shelter. The reason why God must bless you, it must be there. You must have a purpose why you need your miracle to happen. God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, a man who was a pagan, a man who never belonged to Israel. God had given him all kingdoms were under him. But still more, the man never forgot God. He built a house of God in Jerusalem. He built a temple, and he was not living in Jerusalem. He was not staying in Israel. He was not. Israel was not his colony. But the man, no matter how rich he was, God stirred up his heart. Go and build the temple. And the Bible says, he actually said, God has commanded me. Now, the problem that I have now is, even if you were where you are right now, even if God can command you to build a church for us, will you build it? Where will you get the money? That's why you have a reason to get a miracle today. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This is where we are talking about. There are people God is commanding them to do things, but they can't do those things because of resources they don't have. Yet in the kingdom, they know that you have resources. But in reality, you don't have them. Yet God has actually given you the resources. Somebody says, my day.
Yes.
Come on, say it again. We're about to touch heavens. We're about to touch heavens today. But I'm telling you, if you have a purpose, no purpose, let's keep on waiting for you. Why do you think God blessed Cyrus? The other people, God blessed them for no reason. They have got the resources for no reason, but not Cyrus. God says, for the sake of Jacob, my servant, for the sake of Israel, for the sake of my church, I will bless you. I will give you things. I'm about to make a prayer for somebody. If you're following where you are following from, raise up your hand and say, I receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive in the name of Jesus.
Say, help me, God.
Help me, God.
Not to be corrupted. So when we pray today, you must be intentional. You must have a purpose. Why do you want God to bless you? If you have a neighbor, ask your neighbor to say, why do you want this miracle? You're under pressure. You want it because you're under pressure. Like, Papa, I want to get married because people are laughing at me. Like, are you sure? So the whole heaven sits down to say, we need to give her a husband because people are laughing at her. Are you okay? It doesn't work like that, eh? You need to get married because you have a ministry for your husband. And he has a ministry. Marriage is a ministry. Only those who take it as a ministry, they are happy. But those who take it as a relationship, am I talking to you? Yes. That's why Hannah, she went before the Lord and said to God, she said, Lord, look how they are laughing at me. Look at how this woman, she's laughing at me. I have not, God didn't answer those prayers. So you want me to give you a child because Elkanah is laughing at you? No. Until she said, if you give me the child, this child, I'll give this child to God. He said, now you are talking. Not Elkanah is laughing at me. Am I speaking with someone right? She had a miracle instantly when she now spoke proper intentions. Why do you want your miracle? Why do you want God to bless you? Why do you want the Lord to work a wonder for you? Why do you need it? So if you check in the scripture there, the Bible says in the same Isaiah 45, which we are reading, okay, where we stopped, it says, you, Cyrus, for Jacob my servant's sake, yes, and Israel my elect, I have even called you.
By your name.
By your name. Can you imagine that God even called his name Cyrus? Not for his own sake, not for his kingdom's sake, but for Israel. Now, continue what it says.
I have named you, though you have not known me.
So you see that this man didn't even know God? He was a pagan. He knew nothing about God. But in Ezra 1, verse 1, he now knows God. He says what? So actually God called him and made him know God for the sake of Israel. There are people who God called you and he has made you know him, even though you didn't know him, for the sake of his church. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. As I put your hands together for the Lord, put your hands. Imagine God calling you. You didn't know God. Imagine God calling you, making you to know him for the sake of his church. And God says, I will go before you. I will make your crooked paths straight. Wherever he was a crook. Because don't worry, I will amend those areas. Some of you here, you were crooks before. And God is busy making those crooked paths straight. He says, I will do all these things for the sake of my church. Those crooked areas are now what? Gone. The man is now straight. Some of you are still thinking like, if I can get the money, I will run away. No, that's crooked, crooked. But before God making you have the money, he says he will make the crooked areas straight. Because God understands if you will not make those areas to become straight, if you get the money and the resources, you will disappear. So the reason why sometimes you take time to get your miracle, because God is trying to make those crooked areas straight. Am I talking to somebody here? You should see this. You should see this. Go where people are drinking. You see all these expensive cars parked outside. Go in the church, the cheapest cars in town. Because of character. The people in the world love one another than the people in church. There is love out there. In church, there is no love. No love. No love. I promise you this. There is a bad character. If we need God to bless us, change your character. Amen. The church must change the character. Amen. So if we need to have the church, if we need, we have to work on character. God says, I'll make all crooked ways straight. Why David became so powerful and so influential and got so much blessings? Because of Psalms 23, verse 2 and verse 3.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
You see that? So God will be leading you in the right ways for his name's sake. So there is a paging of character. Character, how you think. Sometimes it's all about you. All what you're looking for. What do you want God to bless you? It's all about you. Give me, forgive me. Everything is a me. So tonight, I'm trying to talk to you this. Because some of you, years will be passing and people will be testifying and you have no testimony. And you'll be like, why not me? Not because you have no faith. But sometimes God sees to say there's a certain area we need to. There's a certain area, it's too crooked. A particular area. A particular area is still not right, and God wants to make it right. If you want to see the character of a person, give them three things: power, money, and fame. Money, power, and fame. You see, the problem is I don't want you to fail to qualify for God's grace because of what sometimes we do intentionally or unintentionally. Sometimes you don't even know that there is that character. I want you to put yourself on check. Why do you want God to bless you? Why do you want God? I was saying yesterday in the morning at the church, there are people who are looking for healing and they don't even know why they want that healing. God will not heal you because he's feeling pity for you. There are more people who are sick than you. Trust you me. Don't think, I deserve to be healed. Yeah, you do. But there are sick people out there who are in critical condition more than you. So if it is to do with God pitying people, he would actually, first of all, think about those people, not you. But there must be a purpose why you must get your healing. I'm talking, right? There must be a purpose. Why do you want to be healed? And I told you this, that in the scripture, but what happened with these people, the Bible, wherever they went, they spoke about what God did for them. And the fame of Christ spread abroad. Why? Because the person who got the miracle didn't hide it. They began to talk about it. People were encouraged by the healing of their healing. There are people who get their healing and they say nothing. Trust you me, there are many people right now who God has healed in our ministry. They came and they testified. But trust you me, there are many who never testified. Never. You see, so when God touches you tonight, if God heals you tonight, if God touches your mother tonight, if God heals your father tonight, if God works a wonder, did your miracle or is your miracle going to give God all the credit that he deserves? Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes.
This is why Hannah said what? She said, if you give me a child, this child will be your child. And indeed, that child became a prophet. The famous Samuel. In 1 Samuel 1:11, what happened?
Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no lesser shall come upon his head.
Did you see that? Is it God saying those things?
It's Hannah.
Is it God saying that?
It's Hannah making a vow.
She made a vow. She said, I will. This child, I'll give it to you. Am I talking to somebody right here? Yes. This child, I'll give this child to you. Imagine somebody saying, this marriage, if you give me marriage, this marriage will be yours. I want to save you with my husband. I want to save you with my wife. Imagine somebody saying, if you promote me, this promotion will be yours. If you bless my business, this business will be yours. Imagine that. She prayed prayers to say, Lord, people are laughing at me. She made prayers to say, Lord, look at the scorn I have. Look at the shame I have. God never answered those prayers. Until she said, if you give me the child, this will happen. So tonight, we want to make a prayer. So if you check in verse 11 there, she says, now I make a vow. In verse 24, what happened? In verse 24.
Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young.
She did what she vowed. She took the child to Shiloh. She said, this is the child. Not only did she take the child like that, she even took things. She took things. She took a heavy offering to go and thank God. And they left the child there. They said, this is the child belongs to the Lord. Am I talking to somebody right here? Why do you want a miracle? Why do we need it? My prayer has always been, if you bless me, I'll bless others. It is not by accident I was born in this country. There are things in this country God wants to fix. And is looking for people who can say, fix them through me. There are people in your community. I'm talking to somebody, right? There are people in your community. There are people in your family who, through you, they will actually thank God. Imagine we help people. We help millions of Malawians. After helping them, wherever they are, if those who didn't even have food, imagine they're eating and they're thanking God for the food. They put food on the table and they say, Lord, thank you for this food. And you are the one who provided. And if someone is coming with a stone to stone you, you think that stone will hit you? So why do you want the Lord to open up your doors? And most of this is because you are panicking. They want to repossess your car, and all you want is your car to be protected. You are crazy. God is not a magician. If you want such type of solutions, go to a witch doctor. In church here, we are here to push the vision of God. We receive Jesus as our Lord and our personal Savior. The next thing is we carry his vision and we begin to run with his vision. We share the gospel to others. We preach to other people. Not only do we share the gospel, we also share what we have. Am I talking to somebody right here? May God open up your life. I say, may God open up your life. So tonight we are making a prayer. And this prayer that we are praying tonight, it is very important because it will help you to look at your character. You even see, when you say, a good example, let's give to God. If there is a thing God tries his people, it's giving. If God wants to see how you think, it's giving. Throughout the scripture, wherever God was testing people, the test was giving. How did God test Jesus? Give your life. Jesus Christ obeyed and gave his life. How did God test David? It was giving. A woman came when David was about to make an offering. A woman came So David wanted to buy something to go and give God. The woman said, no, 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 take it for free. David said, no, 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 no. I will not give God what does not cost me. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. I cannot give God what cost me nothing. It must cost me to give God. It was a test. How did God test Abraham? Give your son. So sometimes God wants you to give. And someone will come from nowhere and say, ah, I need help. Exactly the day you got the money. Exactly the day you got the money. The money just entered in your account. It's like they were monitoring you, like they are monitoring spirits. Like, really? Ah, it's more important to understand this. Understand this. One time, I was very young at that time. I think I was 11 years, if not 10 years. A madman came at our house. A madman came at our house. And a man, he begged for food. In fact, he was asking for direction. He said he's lost. In the first place, he's a madman. He's already lost. But he's saying he's also lost. He says, I'm lost. I'm looking for this direction. And he's at our house. And I had so much compassion for this man. I came out. I gave him the direction. Then I said, wait. I took my food. I gave the guy to eat. The guy ate the food, ate the food, ate the food, ate the food. And the guy began to behave normal. He says, ah. So he said, what do you do? So I'm telling him, I'm speaking to him. Then he took his hand and touched my head and blessed me. At that period, we never thought anything. It's when now God began to use me, when my parents now were now asking me to say, do you remember that time? Do you remember that time? I said, yeah, 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 I remember. So now we began to say, now it makes sense. You must be very careful. Giving, God wants to see how you can give to others. How you can share to others, with others. How you can love other people. That's how God will test you. How God will check you. How God will check you. And most of you don't know this mystery. You don't know this secret. You have no clue. Some of us we give and God blesses us. There is nobody who became poor because they gave. Understand this message. Get this message in your spirit. Get it in your heart, your character. Are you here? So we want to pray that God help me. All the times, trust you me, if I may tell you now to say you will do this, you will refuse. If I can tell you now, if God will bless you, you will run away. Trust you me, you even thinking like I'm not part of those people. Do you know even Peter was saying that when Jesus said you will deny me? Peter said, me. Peter said, me, the way you know me, master. Ah, I even gave you my boat. I gave you my boat. You are using my boat. I can never deny you. Me. Peter, me. Out of all people. You remember, I'm even the one you said, you give me the keys. And only me, you build the church and the gates of hell. God, Jesus said those words on him. And Jesus said, you will deny me. The man said, how? If there is a thing you must pray for, it's character. Lord, give me a heart that you want. There are people who are praying for money, pray for, but sometimes pray for character. Pray for character. Make me as you want me. Teach me your ways. Help me to move in your ways, to be as you want me to be. Raise up a hand, somebody. Say, in the name of Jesus. Father, change my character.
Father, change my character.
Lord, though I know.
Lord, though I know.
Lord, though I know.
Lord, though I know.
that I cannot do anything evil.
That I cannot do anything evil.
But you know me better than I know myself.
But you know me better than I know
you
myself.
Know my tomorrow than I do.
You know my tomorrow than I
so do. Father, protect me in my tomorrow.
So Father, protect me in my tomorrow.
Protect my character in my tomorrow.
Protect my character in my tomorrow.
Even when you bless me.
Even when you bless
me. May I never deny you.
May I never deny you.
May I never run away from you.
May I never run away from
even
you.
When you open my life.
When you open my life.
May it be a testament.
May it be a testament
of my calling.
Of my calling.
May it be a testament.
May it be a testament
of my calling.
Of my calling.
I pray in the name of Jesus.
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Against all demonic entities. That are following me.
That are following me.
To corrupt my thinking.
To corrupt my thinking.
To corrupt my character.
To corrupt my character.
After you have blessed me.
After you have blessed
me. I rebuke those spirits. I rebuke that thinking.
I rebuke that thinking.
I rebuke that mindset.
I rebuke that mindset.
I rebuke that corruption.
I rebuke that
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.